I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are you? How was your Halloween weekend? Who went out this weekend? I did actually decide to get all Halloween makeuped up for a TikTok. I just literally, today, I was like, I picked up some fake blood from Poundland the other day, just in case. I had a bit of creative inspo and I was like, I'm just going to get it. And then today I thought, I'm going to go upstairs and do some sexy Halloween makeup and film some sexy Halloween TikToks. Because I'm sexy. No, but I enjoyed it. It was actually quite nice because I just spent like 2, maybe even 3 hours just like in my dressing room, chilling out, listening to podcasts and just getting creative with my makeup. Because I literally do the same makeup every single day. Like I do bronzer on the lids, medium coverage on the skin, same thing every single day. I never wear lashes unless I'm like going out, then I might throw on a quarter lash, you know. But yeah, it was really nice. So yeah, I hope you guys had a good weekend if you went out, or if you just stayed in. Me too, babe. It's officially Halloween today when this episode comes out, so we're gonna have the trick-or-treaters around tonight. Guys, you know, when I was a kid, right, all my life I thought it was trick-or-treat, like T-R-I-C-K-L-E, trick-or-treat. And I'll never forget, right, I knocked on someone's door, trick-or-treat, right, and he goes, trick. And I was stood there thinking, you what, mate? And I looked at my mum or my dad, whoever was taking me out trick-or-treating, and I was looking at them thinking, is this bloke fucking for real? What's he on about? Anyway, we like laughed it off like, give me a sweet, right? And then we walked off and we was like, what was that all about? And then they was like, oh, you know, they're just joking because he said trick-or-treat. And then they said trick. I was like, oh, yeah, man. Makes sense. Also, I'm covered in fake blood because it stains, doesn't it? Luckily, it didn't stain around my mouth because I remember that. Like, you could never get the fucker off. But do you know what I was thinking when I was doing it? Because I was pouring the fake blood all over my lips. And I was thinking, if this does stain, it'd be a really good lip stain. Like, when you just want, like, a natural red tint to your lips. Unfortunately, that one didn't stain my face. It just stained my fucking body where I spilt it everywhere. But it's kind of a life hack. Like, if you've got some fake blood that stains your face, use it as an everyday lip stain. Just a little red on the lips. Is that not a good idea? Anyway, I hope you guys are all feeling good. I will be honest, I'm quite anxious. So I don't know how long this episode's going to be. It depends if I'm either going to sit down and do this and it's going to be really good for me, or if I'm going to really struggle. We'll just see. We'll just see how much I can deliver, you know. But it's my period. It's period season, you know. It's coming around that time, which always makes my anxiety a little bit worse. But also, I've been getting a lot of pain, and then that's been triggering me because I'm all stressed out. Because obviously, you guys know I've had problems with my period for ever, basically like 10 years. Everyone I speak to is like, "You literally have endometriosis. Like, you have every fucking symptom under the sun." And doctors have never given me the time of day. And everyone always says to me, just push. So I have decided that tomorrow I'm going to go to the doctor And for me, like, that's a really scary thing. Like, even saying them words actually makes me want to cry. Like, I literally have a lump in my throat right now. But I was listening to Jamie Lang's podcast today, and he had a therapist on, and it was really amazing. I highly recommend it. And he has a little bit of health anxiety, so they touched on that a little bit. And she was basically saying, like, people with anxiety tend to be, like, the avoidant, right? And she was saying how you, by avoiding something, you are keeping it alive. And it's so true in my case, because I feel like with health anxiety, you're either someone that is in and out of the doctors, you know, you want answers, you want reassurance, or you're like me and you will never go, even over something simple. Like, you could have tonsillitis, you need to go and see a doctor, get some antibiotics, sweet. I will not do that. If I did, I'd have tonsillitis for 5 days and I'd be sweet. No, instead I'd rather have it for 2 or 3 weeks and just wait for my, what's it called, immune system to clear it up naturally, and I'll just not have to face a doctor. Like, I cannot. I literally have the fear of doctors. So yeah, I'm honestly petrified. And the thing is, I hate talking about it on here, because then obviously you guys are so nice and so lovely, so you send me like really kind, supportive messages, but then I get really overwhelmed with it and I'm like, oh god, I wish I never mentioned it. Like, now I've made it a thing, and like, I don't want it to be a thing. So yeah, I don't know why I do this, but I'm also just talking to you as my friends when I need emotional support. So yeah, it's not a big deal. I know, like, it's so normal, and so many women have problems with their periods, and it is just right that we go and talk to a doctor about it. But for some reason, my brain doesn't work like that, and I will just catastrophize, and that's all I've been doing for the last few days. So I'm feeling really disassociated and like not in my own head. Like, no, I am in my own head. I don't know. I cannot find the words. But the only reason I'm saying this is, one, so that you guys will understand if I'm a little bit weird in this episode, but also if anybody is feeling like that right now, you're not alone, to be honest. Like, even just listening to the podcast I listened to earlier where they was talking about it, it just made me feel better, because hearing somebody else like explain what I was feeling was like, oh, I don't know, it just makes me feel a bit lighter. I'm not sure, but yeah, I just wanted to mention that, because also it doesn't feel right to like have anxiety in my chest and in my stomach and in my throat, and then sit here and be like, oh my god, haha, woohoo, like everything's cool, everything's fine, because that's not my reality. And I feel like this podcast, the whole brand of Leah on the Line, is that it's real, we're friends, and it's about real life situations, real life shit, real life drama, struggles, anxiety, breakups, like whatever it is, it's real life. So it doesn't feel right to sit here and be like, you know, just holding it in, because also you don't have to hold it in. Why should you hold it in? So yeah, this is just a reminder to everyone to you know, it's okay, whatever you're feeling, and you're allowed, and you're not alone in it, and I love you, and I got you, and I know you guys have me, and we're just there for each other. So yeah, that's why I wanted to mention it. But it's not going to be all depressing and down today, okay? Literally, I will cheer up in 30 seconds. As soon as I say let's get into the episode, I'll just, you know, think about the dilemmas and we'll focus and everything will be fine. And that's kind of why I love this podcast so much, because it is so good for me in that way. But you guys will probably relate to anybody that feels any kind of anxiety, whether that's health anxiety or totally different. It is sometimes just the physical feeling that you can't let go of and you can't shake off, regardless of what's going through your head. It's like the physical side of it is hard sometimes. But yeah, I love you guys. I hope you all had an amazing weekend, a great Monday, great start to your week. And it's a Tuesday, so we're here with the dilemmas. I do have a weekly debate this week, thank God. Fucking didn't get one last week, but sorry about that. So yeah, I hope you guys are looking forward to this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being in my company today. Thank you so much for having me in yours. And let's get into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, everybody. So the weekly debate, let's just get straight into it, guys. My question for you this week is, your partner tells you they don't like your friends. What do you do? All right, because we've definitely discussed how we feel if your friends come to you and they say, like, your boyfriend's a prick, or I really do not like your fucking girlfriend. And we have done dilemmas about, like, you know, being in this situation, but I don't feel like we've ever delved deep into it. So let's just have a look what you guys are saying. Your boyfriend or girlfriend, they've said to you, your friends, I can't fucking stand them. Because I don't think I've ever been in that situation. I've definitely been in a situation where I'm like, you guys do not see eye to eye. But never in the situation where somebody's literally said to me, I don't like friends. And I don't know how I'd react. So let's have a look. I'm sure there's some of you that have been in this situation. So let's have a little look. Oh, I clicked my tongue really loud then. Oh my God. Is that a talent or what? So loud. Sorry, that must be so annoying to listen to. Anyway. Okay, let's have a look. Tell my boyfriend to do one. That's nice. I really don't like your friends. That's nice. They don't like you either. Best friends first, of course, but less distant friends, although depends on his reasons. Keep hanging out with them. I would understand why. Maybe he sees... Oh, sorry. I would try to understand why. I would understand why. I would try to understand why. Maybe he sees something that I don't. Yeah, so true. Some friends you know have flaws, so that's okay, but they have to like the bestie though. Yeah, if it's a best friend situation, we're in trouble here. Like, you guys are going to have to learn to get along. Do you know what I mean? You're both very important in my life. This is not going to work. Someone is going to have to put out an olive branch. Is that what they say? Put out an olive branch? Hold out an olive branch? Where does that saying come from, I wonder? It's quite interesting. Why an olive branch? I'm sure there's a story behind it. We used to have a book in my house where all old sayings come from. You know, like all old catchphrases. That'd be great for me because I can never bloody get them right. Anyway, literally shut up. Okay. I don't like my boyfriend's friends as they all cheat and egg each other on. Ugh, God, do you believe in you are who you surround yourself with? We always discuss this, don't we? I don't know. Somebody says I'd say, oh, fuck off then. But I'm getting the feeling I have a bad influence on you guys. Love it. Yeah, fuck off, mate. Doesn't bother me in the slightest. Dump him, babe. Ooh, would you dump? Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, fair enough. Friends, you know, they're going to be there the whole time. You might not be. So... If it's a new friend, I'd be cautious, but my childhood best friend was there before you. Facts. New friends would be interesting. Like, I don't know about her, babe. I don't know about her. Why? Why not? What's she done? She tried to kiss you. She been texting you. Tell me what she's done. I would assume, like one of you already said, I would assume you know something I don't. Like, what? What are you trying to tell me, yeah? Just say it with your fucking chest. Come on. Get it off. What is it? Get it off your chest? Oh, I just used chest twice. Not so effective. All right. If they don't love them, that's fine, but they will have to tolerate and be kind to them. Yeah. Someone says, too bad, bro. Because this is the thing. If you said to your boyfriend or girlfriend from you, I don't like your friends, they're going to turn around and go, okay. Do you know what I mean? Okay. I have this issue. My boyfriend can't stand my best friend. I just keep them separate. That's a nightmare. Honestly, what a headache. Tell them to get over it unless they have a valid reason. Yeah, and I would take it personally. Like, I would feel personally attacked. If you don't like my best friend, that's me. That's, you don't like part of me then. I'm taking that very personally. I want you to write me down bullet points. What's she ever done to you? You fucking tell me. Because you're wrong about her. Because you're wrong. Okay? Ask why. See if you can include them more in things. Do fun activities. Yeah, I mean, that's just a ball ache, isn't it? Like, having to try and force people to get along is difficult. But I suppose you'd probably have to, maybe. I don't know. Oh, someone says, we'll tell him I don't like his mum. And then in brackets they said, I don't. It's so funny because I know who this is. Who sent that in? Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, it's the I don't in brackets for me. Tell him I don't like his mum. I don't. I don't like your friends. Well, I don't like your mum. Okay. I'm going to be friends with them whether they like it or not, but I'd at least hear them out in case they have a legitimate reason or can see something I can't. Very situational, I feel. Yeah, facts, babe. I agree. I was going to say your names. I feel like in the weekly debate, it's not that deep if I accidentally said your names, but I need to avoid it. Do you know what I mean? Someone says, and what? Don't like it? Fuck off. Tell me you're earlier on the line, listener, about telling me. Love you. Not everyone has to like everyone, so drop him. Haha. Red flag if he doesn't like them. It's so contradicting. Well, you know, not everyone has to like everyone, so I'll break up with him. Love it. Love it. Yeah. Agreed. Listen to him, but then tell my girls. Oh, Jess, James said he doesn't like you. Could you imagine? If my friend came to me and said, oh, Billy said he doesn't like you, I'd be like, did he? All right. That's good of him. When you see him next, you tell him from me, yeah. Fuck. What is it? Fuck his face. Yeah. Fuck his brother. Oh no. Moment's gone. That's what I'd say anyway. Fuck the fucking lot of them. All right. Nothing. He can either get over it or leave me. I'm not dumping my besties. Yeah, for real. Okay, well, what do you want me to do with that information? What, you think I'm going to go over to him and say, James said we can't be friends anymore? Say it's all right. Just keep them apart socially and don't make them the topic with one another. Okay, but what happens when you get married? Because, like, bestie of the bride is going to do a speech, right? He'll be like, you know, is it Kim? When she's like, I just want to say how proud I am of Chloe for always sticking by Tristan, even after he dogged her and embarrassed the shit out of her. That'll be your best friend's wedding speech, yeah. He doesn't have to hang out with them, so shouldn't care, but would be nicer if he liked them. Tell them it's a good thing they're not their friends. Yeah. Good thing they're not your mates, isn't it? Recently found that mutual friends of partners aren't mutual friends at all if there's ever a breakup, so it's probably a good thing anyway. It shouldn't matter too much. Oh yeah, facts. You think you're all friends and then someone fucking cheats on someone or someone's broken up with someone. You ain't all pals anymore. Now everyone's got a side. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. Does mean it will affect... Oh, I'm assuming it means it... She means it doesn't mean it will affect my friendships. Tell them to suck it up. Yeah, thanks. Fuck him. Haha, besties will be at the wedding, but he might not. Absolutely. Depends on the situation. I don't really care that much. And most of the time, he is right. Ooh, shit. This is the thing, because I feel like sometimes guys can see things we can't. Sometimes they can. Like, they can sense the jealousy. They can sense bitterness. They can sense that competitive energy, you know. But then also, shut up, do you know what I mean? Listen to their reasoning, and if it's not valid, then dump them. That is so funny. That is, you know what? Yeah, as you should. Depends on how healthy your relationship with your boyfriend is, on whether to listen. Nothing, my friends don't like him either. Seems like a fantastic dynamic. Okay, so moral of the story is, most of you are saying, that's nice. Do you know what I mean? Like, most of you are saying, couldn't care less. But some of you are saying, I'd hear out their reason. But at the same time, it's not really going to make a difference, because I'm not going to just dump my fucking friends because you don't like them. So, love that. We're sticking together, besties, as we should. Never letting anyone come between us, you know. Yeah, thank you so much for sending in your responses to the weekly debate, guys. Thoroughly enjoyed it. It was good to get another debate in. I missed it. Send in any debate ideas that you have, whether that's an Instagram DM, whether that's on my website. There is a button for it. So hit me up, babes. All right, let's get into some dilemmas. Okay, everybody. Love you guys. What? Why did I start with love you guys? Oh, so emotional today. Okay, I love you. Right. Let's get into some dilemmas. Thank you to everyone that sent them in. I'm going to kick off with this one. I actually am excited. These dilemmas, some of them are a little bit different to anything we've ever done before. So I'm excited. Let's get into this. Hi, Leah. Absolutely love you and your podcast. Thank you. I love you. I discovered you on maternity leave, so you've been a huge part of my daily baby walks. Oh my god, I'm basically their auntie. Oh, how are they? Oh, I love that. Congratulations. Okay, been part of my daily baby walks, and it's so uplifting to hear your voice and positivity. Not so positive from me today. Hey, sorry about that. Especially during hard times, so thank you. Oh, I love you. Okay, this is a bit of a complex dilemma, but I would really appreciate any advice or words that you have. I'm 27 for reference, so not a middle-aged woman like the story might make it sound. Okay, let's have a look. So, I've been with my boyfriend for almost 3 years. Things moved very fast with us because it felt right at the time. We lived together with a dog and have a little boy who was 10 months. The first 2 years were amazing. Oh God, that's not a good start. I felt, oh, emphasis on the felt, guys. I felt so loved and wanted and loved every minute we spent together. Since having our little boy, things seem to have gone downhill. He doesn't seem to love me anywhere near how he used to. Around the time that I was due to give birth, he gave up his self-employed job and therefore wasn't working. Not long after I gave birth, he started a new job, which was great. However, I really struggled with the way he acted with his new female work friends. He seemed to be really getting to know them and wanted to go on nights out with them. Okay. Whilst I was struggling at home with a new baby, struggling to accept my new body, and was very ill after giving birth. Yeah, what the fuck? A bit selfish. I'm not liking that from him at all. I told him all of this. Okay, good for you, good for you. And how the new girls made me feel as they were all... Sorry, how they made me feel as they were all pretty and slim and full of energy, which I just wasn't. Hey, you are equally, if not more, beautiful than them. Do not compare yourself. I just contradicted that by saying you're more beautiful and then said don't compare yourself. You are... No one is more beautiful than anyone else, okay? I didn't mean to say more, right? Someone else's beauty doesn't take away from your own. Okay. Word. All right. I'd also noticed that he had refollowed a girl that he used to have a thing with. Oh, no. He is doing everything wrong right now. And she had messaged him to say congratulations when our baby was born. Oh, I bet she did. That didn't bother me. Okay. But my boyfriend was replying, making conversation as though he wanted to carry on the conversation. Okay, all it needed was a thank you. If that, didn't really need that, to be honest, could have been ignored. In an ideal world, could have been ignored. But instead it's, oh yeah, thank you, how's things with you anyway? Seen this on your page? Shut up. Which really upset me. When I confronted him about it, he deleted his messages, acting like he never replied. Oh no, he is making all the wrong moves here. This is, not to make things feel worse, but this is bad. When my little boy was 4 months, we went on a city break with our friends, and on three separate occasions, he was stood talking to girls at the bar. I'm sorry, you're on this break with him, and I've just had your baby. 4 months ago. Have a bit of fucking respect. Do you know what? Baby or no baby, have a bit of fucking respect, mate. After all this, I ended up going and staying at my parents' house with our baby because I was ready to end it. Yeah, do you know what, babe? Good for you. However, I felt a lot of guilt for not trying to work it out for my little boy. So we talked and agreed on things that we both need to change, and things did get a lot better. However... Oh my God, this guy is just getting worse. He has bad anger issues and will shout at me and our dogs for nothing. Whoa. Listen, one thing. Shouting at me is one thing. Shout at my dogs. That will unleash another level of fury to me. Seriously. Telling me I need to chill out. I think you're the one that needs to chill out, babe. You've got anger issues and telling me to chill out. I'm chill. Look at me, I'm chill. I go on daily baby walks. I'm chill. You're screaming in my face, hun. Anyway, I accept that I'm a stay-at-home mum. For now, I go back to work soon. And maybe talk at him when he's tired, etc. But I just don't feel happy. I'm in a hard situation because of my little boy, but please help. I'm only still young and I want to be happy and feel loved and wanted. Listen, you've said it all in that last sentence. you're still young, even if you weren't what we'll consider young, like whatever, even if you weren't the age you are now, it shouldn't change that. You want to be loved and happy and feel wanted, full stop, regardless of age, regardless of whether you're a mum or not. That sentence alone is all that matters, you know. And also, I think it's not really fair for me to talk on like somebody's, whether you should leave somebody, especially when they're like, you have a family unit. It's a bit different to when I'm answering someone's dilemma who like you've been dating or seeing someone, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, I know that it's harder, it's heavier and it's deeper than just like, I don't want to be with you anymore, see you in a bit, you know?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
So it's very difficult, but one thing I do want to say is I grew up with separated parents, and there is not a day in my life that I said, I wish my parents were together. Do you know what I mean? They broke up when I was very young. Like, I don't really have any, I don't have any memories of them together. So I always feel like when somebody's in a situation where, you know, they're fighting for a relationship for the sake of a family unit, or, you know, because they don't want their child to grow up with separated parents or whatever, like, I have only ever had positive experience, and my parents have always been separated. So I think it's important to understand that your happiness as a mum is more important, and that's what should be your focus, you know, your baby boy and your happiness, and regardless of whether you and his dad are together will not impact the love that that baby feels and receives and the quality of life that he has. Do you know what I mean? But obviously I'm not a mum, and hopefully one day I will be, but right now I'm not, so I can't talk on that. I don't know how that feels. But there are hundreds of thousands of women and men that have been in your position where they are with somebody, they have a child with somebody, and they don't want to leave for the sake of their child. So you're not alone in that. I don't know if that helps. To be honest, when somebody tells me I'm not alone, it just kind of makes me feel nothing. And I was like, okay, brilliant. That doesn't make me feel any better. It just means that there's more people suffering. But one thing I want to say is your happiness should always be your main priority, because the best version of you is going to be the best parent, the best friend, the best sister, the best partner to somebody. Do you know what I mean? So you should always put first what is going to make you happy and let go of things that don't serve you, that hold you back, that make you a less, what's the word? Don't make you a better version of yourself, basically. And you deserve to be loved, wanted, admired, prioritized, respected, all of those things. And if you're in a situation where you're not getting that, you absolutely have the right to walk away, child or no child. You know, it doesn't change what you deserve and what you should allow, what behavior you should allow. So yeah, I love you. And just understand that you're not doing anybody wrong by making yourself happy. If anything, that is the best thing you can do for yourself and your child and your future. And you never know, like, this relationship could need that. It could need a separation. Like, I say this all the time, like, sometimes ending a relationship can be the best thing you ever did for that relationship. You can get back together and it be everything you ever needed at that time, and it was the right thing. And if not, like, you're going to be happy. Your child's going to be happy. He's still going to be his dad. And just focus on all the things you've said to me. Write them down. Maybe even present them to him. Like, look, I'm not being funny. You're spending all these nights out with these new girl mates from work whilst I've just given birth not that long ago. I don't feel good. I'm not well. Then you're chatting up women in bars when I'm on a trip with you. Even if I wasn't there, it's not fucking acceptable, is it? And you're messaging someone you used to be seeing, like, the level of disrespect you've shown me, present that to him and say, what do you think I should do with that? Do you think I should just go, oh, but, you know, we're together, so no. How would you feel if I did those things to you? Do you think I deserve that? And yeah, just prioritize your happiness. That's all that matters. And you have the strength to get through anything. Just remember that. So I love you. Please keep us updated. Please keep us, you know, just remember that I'm here for you. Whatever you decide to do and whatever the next phase is, you know, write in. We got you every step of the way, babe. So, all right. Love you. Next dilemma. And congratulations on your beautiful baby boy. Okay. Hello, lovely Leah. You know, I've been getting that a lot recently. The lovely Leah. I'm liking the alliteration. Lovely Leah. Maybe I should change it to lovely Leah on the line. I don't think I should do that. Keep it up though, guys. I'm loving it. All right. First of all, this podcast has truly saved me in times I've needed an escape. So thank you for that. Oh, honestly, I love you. I'm too sensitive to be reading that stuff right now. You don't realize how much you guys, just having you guys to talk to, saves me as well. So thank you. Thank all of you guys. I will try my best to make this as short and clear as possible, but apologies if this is long. Do not apologize. We don't mind the long ones at all. Basically, I've been with my boyfriend about 2 years, and he's genuinely the sweetest soul, very loving, kind, and always there for me. For context, my boyfriend, let's call my boyfriend Ben for this story, has a mixed gender friendship group, and when we were getting to know each other in the dating stage, he explained he had a short fling with a girl in his group. Let's call her Susie. But he ended it because it wasn't what he wanted and he believed they were better as friends. It's just not a fucking ideal, is it? Okay, well, Susie's going to have to go, I'm afraid. Susie, we're going to have to get rid at this point. No, I mean, what can you do? All right, carrying on. I was able to accept and deal with this eventually, as I'm the type of personality where if you're open and honest, I'm able to eventually become comfortable with it. That probably makes no sense. Sorry. No, I think that makes perfect sense. I would say I'm very similar to you. Like, I just want to know all the ins and outs so I don't have questions. I don't feel suspicious. I feel like you've been transparent. And then it's my decision if I am okay with accepting it and carrying on being together, blah, 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 because you've been transparent, open and honest. I agree. I think it's a good way to think. Anyways, during this dating stage, Ben told me he has another friend in the group, let's call her Claire, and how she's such a good friend, etc. Oh, brilliant, bet she is. What's with the female friends, hey? When I met Claire for the first time, I could see it was genuinely platonic. Okay, fantastic. And thought nothing more of it. Anyways, fast forward to last week, and one of my boyfriend's friends, let's call him Steve, messaged me and asked for a chat for a bit. Oh, for a bit of advice on a girl situation he's currently in. Oh, I love that. We're really in with the boys. I love that. Okay, yeah, of course, Steve, give me a call. He called me on Messenger and he was chatting about a night out in 2019. And during this story, he mentions, oh, and Ben got upset that night because Claire was getting with another boy and he liked her at the time. Wait, you're telling me platonic Claire, yeah? Claire, that nothing's ever been going on with Claire. He liked her at the time, did he? Okay, Steve. Of course, me being a girl, I completely stuck on this information and I didn't know what to do. No, trust me, I'll be like, what? Rewind. Pause the track, Steve. I'm going to need you to repeat that. I spoke to my bestie who advised me firstly to speak to Ben about what I was told. As in all fairness to Ben, he's only ever treated me right. And also, he needs to be aware if his friends are saying things such as this behind his back. Not Steve getting in the shit now. I called Ben after this chat with my bestie and repeated what Steve told me. Ben did say, yeah, that is correct. And he did indeed like Claire in that way at the time, but he was very clear nothing happened and nothing went further in any capacity. Okay, I appreciate the honesty. Appreciate the honesty now at this point, you know. At least when you put him on the spot. So Steve told me that you did like Claire in 2019. Yeah, I did, but nothing went from it, you know. I liked it for a bit. Okay, could have told me that early days, but all right. I asked him why he didn't tell me, and he said because nothing happened, he didn't see it as of importance. Okay, you know what, Ben? I can respect that. I can respect that because at the end of the day, if I've said to you, these girls, you know, has anything ever happened between them, you and them? You've told me about the girl who you did actually have a thing with. You're not also then going to go, oh, and I did fancy Claire. Do you know what I mean? Because that's unnecessary stress and anxiety for me. And jealousy for me that I don't need to feel if it is now irrelevant and nothing ever came from it and you never even kissed, you know. But then even if you had those sort of conversations, I would expect to be told about it, to be honest. I don't know. Okay. I did say to Ben, I do understand this point, but this wasn't the issue. Oh, okay. I said to Ben, I don't appreciate being surprised by this information. Ben did apologise and say he understood my view and how sorry he was if it upset me or made me uncomfortable. Oh, Ben sounds really lovely. Fast forward to tonight, myself and Ben. Sorry, I've got an itch on my nose. I've got to put my phone down. Oh, that's nice. All right. Sorry. Myself and Ben have spoken about it. And while I do now understand why he didn't initially mention this, as it was just a fleeting crush that didn't go anywhere. A friend of Ben's dated Claire and he said he saw how she behaved and it changed his view and he just preferred her as a friend. Okay, so he just fancied her for a bit and then she treated one of his mates a bit shit and he thought, actually, I'm not into her. Okay, fair. I've been honest and said to Ben, you need to understand, knowing this information now, at least for a while until I'm able to accept it and be okay, I will naturally feel uncomfortable. He has been doing his best to assure me, but I'm just uncomfortable at the moment. Unfortunately, we have been invited to an event with lots of people and Claire will be attending with her boyfriend. Okay, so Claire's got a boyfriend. That is fantastic news. Let's be real. While she does have a partner, I'm still not entirely comfortable yet. Given this recent news, any tips on how to make it through this event? I'm thinking of just not going, but I'm not sure. Sorry for the length. Okay, babe. So I don't think we can really be that hard on Ben because at the end of the day, if I was in Ben's position, I probably wouldn't mention that I fancied someone just for a bit. Like if it was just like a little crush, but it's literally like you'd look back now and be like, oh no, like they're literally my mate. I wouldn't mention it because it feels so irrelevant and I feel like it would cause problems that don't need to be caused because you understand in your head, I don't actually feel anything for them at all. I fancied them, nothing ever happened, and I do not fancy them anymore. If I tell you that, you're going to perceive it in a whole other way. Then we got a whole other kettle of fish. Do you know what I mean? So I do get why he didn't tell you. So I don't think we should be hard on Ben. I think that's fair enough. When it comes to like you feeling the way you feel now, I think you just need to remember that like he's shown you so many signs that he's just a genuine, nice, honest guy. Honesty is the number one thing. Like, if someone isn't honest with you, that is what causes all kinds of insecurities and trust issues and questions. Whereas when someone will just lay it out on the table, no matter what question you've asked them, they give you the honest answer, whether it hurts or not, I think they're the people that you can trust. So I feel like, you know, just before you knew this information, Claire didn't matter. So I think we tried to forget this information because it is old news. That is literally like 4 years ago now. It is old news. Isn't that wild that 2019 is 4 years ago? Fuck. Anyway, it's old news and he doesn't fancy her now. Before you knew the information, it didn't matter, and it still doesn't matter because he doesn't fancy her anymore. She obviously didn't fancy him, let's be honest, which does help, you know. Sorry, Ben, but I am glad she didn't fancy you. Do you know what I mean? But even if she did, whatever, nothing happened between them. And I think we try to forget about that because nothing ever happened, and it's not going to happen now. So, you know. All right, babe. I love you. Your boyfriend sounds really sweet, and I'm happy for you. All right, next dilemma. Oh, guys, my 4-year relationship isn't progressing. Hey, girl, I hope you're doing well. My relationship is stagnant. 4 years, no ring, no babies. I'm 30, and I've got restless feet. Part of me is like, hold on, it will come soon. And the other part of me is like, call it quits, it's never happening. God, devil and angel on your shoulder there, babe. It has been spoken about. He is aware of my feelings, my needs and wants, but nothing. At the start of this year, it came out he has a gambling addiction. We broke up and got back together, and now he's in GA. So our house deposit is gone, and I know he doesn't have any savings, never mind savings for a ring. Probably thinking, Jesus, why are you saying with someone who has an addiction? No, I'm absolutely not thinking that. There is not a bone in my body that thinks that, genuinely. But he does tick 9 out of 10 boxes. I had all these hopes and dreams for us. I could visualize it. Now I can't visualize anything. I'm at the point where I feel like I've accepted it's not going to happen anymore. Any advice would be appreciated. I love you. Bye. Okay, this is the difficult thing, because when it comes to any issue, whether that's an addiction in any area or any other issue, right? We decide if we want to stick by people or not. And I understand that it's so hard because this is not the way you planned it. This is not the life you planned. This is not the future you envisioned. You know, you thought you'd have a ring, maybe babies by now. Like, that's what you wanted. That's what you thought. And sometimes things just don't go the way we planned. I would say that it is just up to you if you want to stick by this person, because, you know, he's facing his problems. And I think good for him that he's going to GA and stuff like that, and he is trying to get his life back on track. Good for him, and good for you for, you know, being patient and sticking by him the way you have. And I would understand the way you're feeling, you know. I get it. It's a bit like, you know, you've gone down this path, and I'm sad and upset for you, for me, for the relationship, for all parties, you know, everyone it's impacted. But it is your decision if you want to, you know, stand by this person. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad person if you decided you didn't want to. But I would say, you know, when you love someone so much, that's a difficult one, to be honest, with what I'm about to say, because I want to say, when you love someone so much, you know, you stick by them, you support them through whatever it is that they're facing, whatever troubles they're facing, like addiction, whatever it is, you know, you support them. But at the same time, that's not entirely true. You don't have to. You don't have to stand by people if they're going through things that are impacting you in a negative way. You don't have to. So I think that's just your decision. And unfortunately, he's got himself in this situation where, you know, like you're saying, he doesn't have the savings, and, you know, doesn't have money for a house deposit, and you've said, let alone a ring and stuff like that. And I think it's just your decision if you think, you know, this person is the person and I will stick by you and support you, and I'm proud of you for going to these meetings, and, you know, we will get things back on track together. We will rebuild things together. Or you say, look, this isn't the life I pictured, and I don't think I can do this, you know? And I think that's just something you need to figure out and understand, and do what is best for you, do what's right for you. But I'd say don't do it out of feeling like you're going to meet someone who's going to propose to you immediately, because at the end of the day, you've been with this person 4 years. You'd probably wait maybe a minimum 2 years before somebody new proposed to you. That's saying you meet them immediately, which by that point you would have been with this guy 6 years, you know? So if it's a case of, you know, you're getting impatient, you just want that with someone, ask yourself if it's that you want, if it's the marriage and the ring and the babies that you want, or if it's him that you want, you know? I think we have a long, hard think about what decisions you want to make, and whatever you decide to do, just do what feels right for you, and you know, that's all you can do. Yeah, love you, babe. I'm sorry you're feeling like this, but yeah, you do deserve happiness and commitment and stuff like that, but you know, it's a different situation, it's a difficult situation. So yeah, love you, babe. Whatever you decide to do, I'm proud of you. You got this. You have the strength. We all got you. And we love you. Okay, guys. Ooh, I enjoyed this. I do feel so much better after. I'm glad we did this. I was worried that this would end up a 20-minute episode because I'd be like, right, guys, I can't face it. I've got to go. But yeah, I do feel so much better. So thank you for being here with me today. I really needed you guys. Thank you. All right. Please stay for the outro. Let's wrap up the episode. Okay, you guys, thank you so much. If you stayed for the outro, you're my favorites. We are best friends for life. I love you guys so much. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. Oh my god, I just had such a big bubble of spit in my throat. Sorry. It's just too much, isn't it? All right, guys, let me know what you guys want on Friday. One of you sent in a really good weekly debate idea, and it was cheating or not cheating, right? Where you guys send in all situations and examples, and we decide. I put them on Instagram and I give my opinion as well, if we say cheating or not cheating. And I thought, if we can get enough, that could be a good whole Friday episode, like the cheating or not cheating episode. And I was thinking, you guys could even send me like specific dilemmas where you're like, my boyfriend or my girlfriend has done this to me, would you consider this cheating? Like, or something really little, like, I don't know, liking girls pics, you know, whatever. So I feel like that is such a good idea, so shout out to that babe that sent that in, because I would never have thought that. I don't know how, but it's genius. I love it. So yeah, thank you so much. Keep sending in your weekly debate ideas. They're honestly so fun. I love them so much. But let me know if you want that to be a full episode or just a weekly debate. And yeah, I hope you all have an amazing week, whatever it is that you're getting up to. And I'll see you on Friday for a brand new episode. All right. I love you. Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.